Those rovers in the sky. That was nearly perfect. Better duck, Christ Kirk. Yeah! Ooh. And let's expose these Jewish lies. The show starts now. I said right now, you son of a biscuit. Yeah!
At all. Don't worry, child. We Look at the fucking perfection on that motherfucker right there. Perfection, Roman! How's everyone doing? What's happening? What's going on, buddy? What's going on, pal? I'm not your buddy, pal. I'm not your buddy, dude. Dude, I'm not your buddy, friend. Friend, I'm not your buddy, pal. Pal, I'm not your buddy, friend. Soundboard is off? Oh, that was really weird. That was awkward. I'm not your buddy, friend. I'm not your buddy, pal. Fuck! I'm all like having a party. Like, yeah. Yeah. Laugh track. 80s. There we go. It's a live show. It's a live show. Tomorrow's Friday. All right. How's everyone doing? 1-0-100. 1-0-100. How are you doing? How are you doing? No, how are you doing? Are you white? Are you sober tonight? Are you white power? Or do you need to take a shower? Do you smell like shit? Go put some deodorant on your armpits. Go take a shower. A white shower of power. Come on now! Ah, total Aryan victory. We got a lot of people with the 1488. Got a few with the 14. Excuse me, some 1483s. Nice. All right, good to see you guys. It is Thursday. Tomorrow it is Friday. Tomorrow is OME TV. Got the cookie dough ready. Needed some energy drinks. Ready to rock and roll. Should have a decent show for you guys tonight. Didn't put a ton of effort into it. Let's just be honest. Got a few things to cover. And why didn't I have a good show? There just wasn't much out there. You know, and you guys had some stuff that was kind of left over from yesterday that was some good stuff. And I was like, okay, well, let's just roll with that. We got some meatloaf. We got some leftovers from last night. So let's get into it. Let's say hi to some people. Seems like everyone seems to be having a good day. It was raining all day today. Raining. A little bit warm, a little bit rainy. I found a way to convince myself not to work out. Yep, did that today. That's very skilled. That's some skill when it comes to, what is that called? When you, you're a professional procrastinator, PP. Yeah.
Scully Bug sent $20.
What's up, man?
Like a white boy walk. Talk like a white boy talk. Walk it like a white boy walk. Walk it like a white boy walk.
Uh-oh. Is that in your head, bro? Did you... Oh, no. Oh, okay. Well, listen, Scully, I appreciate the love and support. White power. I'm not sure what that's coming from, but, yeah, anyhow, I was able to, find a way to procrastinate myself out of a workout today, but, I think I got things done. I think I got a lot of stuff done. I got my opinion on X, right? Got my opinion out there on some spaces. What else is new? Good to see you guys. Let's say hi to some people in here. We got Slavic Maiden. Good to see you. We got that one cracker. What's up, dude? Return to Europa. White Power Man. Always a pleasure. E14. What's up, dude? Russian Waffen. French. John Wayne. Mr. Tennessee. Congrats on the, getting fired and getting back on the saddle. It's always good. Slavic Frog. What's up? Profession. What is that? Professor Chaos. That's right. Billy Bats. What's up, man? Good to see you. 88 Keys. What's up, my man? White Power. Who else we got in here? We got Atone. We got Big Ben sweeping the leg. We got the Gypsy Poopsar. What's up, man? Good to see you. Racist Cut in the house. Dilbert Roof in the house. We got Hippie Waffen in the house. Knock for the Zog. What's up? Brumwell Bob, what's happening, man? Liam, what's happening? Hopefully you're sober. Great Scott, what's up? Good to see you. Hopefully you're still sober too. Billy Ray Jenkins, you've been here a long time. How many years has it been?
Big Ben sent $5.
Sweep
Good
the
evening to
leg.
you, fine folk. I tell all my students. Lift ain various martial arts. Fight your friends. Solves a multitude. Harleys and beautiful white women help too.
Yes.
White power and have a great show height.
Everyone loves white women.
Vinny Vengatago sent $10 holy slugs for Scully Bugs and NFJ.
Oh, what is that? Is that shots fired? What's going on here? All right. Well, look, I think I got a decent show for you guys. Hopefully you guys are, here for the long haul tonight. I know tomorrow we usually have more of a high energy show, but if you're a long time listener, most of you guys end up liking clips more than OME TV.
Scully Bug sent $5. Fafo chimped on me when I was the only one willing to play that bullshit. LOL.
Isn't that
Holy
crazy?
Slugs for Scully Bugs.
Isn't that crazy? Is that what he said to you? He's like, yeah, man. Jesus Christ was a Crip. Jesus Christ was a Crip. Now that's a new one. All right, now listen. I got a question for you guys. What do you guys like? Let's put it up in the chat here, up in the poll. Taking some polls here. We're doing some democracy at its best. What do we like? Do we like? Well, Liam, I'm gonna say no. He's not sober. He's on. No, he's not. Not Liam. You're gonna have to show me a week of sober. I'm always gonna think you're hammered. Okay, let's get up there. I want to see if we can see if we like clip shows better or OME TV. Let's see what everyone says here. We're gonna put that. We're gonna put that to the vote here. We got Blood for Oil in the house. What's going on, Valkyrie Freya? What's happening? Let's see. How long you been watching, Billy? How long's it been? Yeah, same with you. Return to Europa. How long you been tuned in for? Falschmidt Jaeger. What's up, Gen X Misfit? What's happening, Jakey Wife? 415 Honky. Good to see you, Sober Waffen in the house. Flunk. What's up? We got Commander Rambo. What's up, man? That guy's putting a lot of sacrifice for the movement. White Power, Commander Rambo. We got Nicholas Goysheim in here. I know he's somewhere. You haven't been watching 88 years, nigger. Come on now. He said 88. 3 years? That's some time. Let's see. We got Hefeweizen in here. We got Tier 23. What's up, White Tribalism? Good to see you. Right Wing Ruckus. Goebbels. Gage You Frogs in the house. All right. Got a lot of people in here, too. Nikila, what's up, man? Gore Ferrari, what's up? Lynch King, what's happening? All right. Well. What's hey, what poll? Come on, poll, please. PPP, poll, please. Come on, let's go. Who else we got in here to do Rune Speak Radio in the house? What's up, man? Check him out here on Glam TV. Are you still going to be streaming also, Tennessee or Tennessee Waffen? Are you going to be doing that, Mr. Tennessee? Or is your schedule changing now? But here we go. Clips on me. Let's go. Let's see how many ride or die. Oh man, you guys just have to suffer through these clip shows. All 15 of you, 16 of you. It's okay. You guys really like that, huh? That's cool. Whatever. It's cool. Whatever. All right. Well, look, this show's about, teaching our people how to get disciplined, and also focused and determined on making the right choices, such as getting sober. It's a good one. If you're having an issue with getting sober, I host these spaces with some of the guys in this chat. You might know them. Oystein, what's up, man? White Power. That is Sunday, noon Eastern on X, and I will restream it here. So if you got a problem with drugs and alcohol and you want some help or you want to celebrate some sobriety, some recovery time, come join us, man. It's a good time. A lot of positive feedback on it. It's a very important space. And honestly, I know quite a bit about staying sober. So yeah, come check it out. It's always a good time. A lot of good shares on there and a lot of inspiration. So come check it out on Sundays. What else? We don't want to inspire random acts of violence, even though the SPLC seems to think so. The ADL seems to think so. The counter-terrorists Network of America, ran by Jews, seems to think so. The Jewish Federation seems to think so. That's not the case, though. Jews are just lying bastards, and they think that just because you talk about what they're doing to us, it seems like it's violence, right? It's not violence, okay? We want to promote our people learning how to be disciplined, though, learn how to train and defend themselves, especially when there's a government that wants all white people dead. Globally, it's kind of scary, right? Don't be scared, man. Lean into it, man. Get tough, right? Pow, a little punch on the arm. Toughen it up. Don't be a pussy nigger. Okay. Get punched in the face. Go learn how to lift some weights. Go learn how to, you know, shoot your firearms, all that kind of stuff. And get prepared. All right. Because if you get ready, you don't have to stay ready. All right. Okay. No, excuse me. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Perfect. Sorry. A little dyslexic. All right. Anyhow, there's a few ways you can support this show. There's a P.O. box and there's the power chat. If we hit the bonus tonight and tomorrow night, we do a bonus show on Sunday. I appreciate everyone that supports the show. You guys are fucking amazing. Especially Dono Waffen. Thank you for keeping this show alive. So if you can, support the show. If you can't, don't be a fucking bitch and at least fucking repost the show. I mean, listen, seriously, if you can't support the show, at least go and fucking repost it. That's all I ask. I don't ask for much. All right. So with that being said, hopefully you guys are here for long haul. All right. We start a little bit late. Let me know if we're, are we staying the whole time tonight? One, if we are, two, if we're not. I like it smooth. Okay. Okay. I don't have to worry. Everyone seems to be hanging out tonight. Let's just check on the cameras. Do 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 do. Camera two. Fuck the Jews. Looking at those shiny, shiny floors. Where did I go? Oh geez. Well, something happened. All right, calling it sick. All right. Looks like it all wasn't working out. It doesn't matter. All right. Well, we've got some clips to get into. We might as well get into them. Ooh. TPUSA. TPUSA. How many of you guys believe the official narrative of TPUSA? Meaning, I mean, the whole Charlie Kirk assassination. Okay, let's put a poll up there. I like this poll option here on GloingTV. It's pretty fun. Do you think that someone actually who was dating a tranny shot Charlie Kirk? Do you think it was the Jews that shot Charlie Kirk? Or do you think Charlie Kirk is still alive? Ooh, let's see what this poll says, okay? This is gonna we're down to get a little bit weird. Let's get a little bit weird. I like to start the show getting weird. All right, here we go. Drum roll, please. What do we got here? All right, looks like the Jews, everyone's going with officially dead. Officially dead. And some people are going with the tranny narrative. All right, well, we got some news. Let's cover it. Let's see what's going on here. Do I have anything? I don't have really much of a monologue. Yeah, I don't really have much going on. I was a little bit depressed. I woke up today a little bit depressed about Shitty. I was kind of like, dude, fuck, man. Are you going to come back? I have conversations with AI, guys. I'm not going to lie. I've been coping hard with Gemini chatting with AI. I'm like, what are the possibilities of Kitty coming back if there was a rainstorm? And it's been 30 days and I haven't seen her. It's like, don't worry. It's going to be okay.
Gay Jew Frog sent $5. I seen something like a week ago saying that bullet didn't match up with something. Don't know the truth behind that. But oh. Let's have a fun show shitting on niggers and Jews.
Yeah, let's do that, man. I just want to tell you something. A 30-06 would tear his fucking head off. Yeah, it would tear his head off. Yep, that would tear his head off. I don't know. Is anyone buying the ballistics? I mean, if you shot firearms before, you'd know that his head would be off his shoulders, right? You maybe see like his maybe dangling, like, you know, like it would be off, like you'd see spine. It'd be pretty bad. Yeah, it's definitely not a 30-06. Okay, that is like the biggest route to like take out any fucking big game. And Charlie Kirk's neck in that soft spot is not big game, bro. Okay, that's not big game. Okay, let's get to it. Okay, we got some clips to talk about. And thank you for all your guys' help for helping me have some clips for this show today. We got some meatloaf. All right, what do we got here? Who is this fucking chink? I don't know. I think her name is Kim Iverson. How is her name Iverson? She must be married to someone who's not Chinese.
Massey is going completely scorched earth now that he has 7 months left in office.
Uh-oh, Thomas Massey is mask off. He's going down swinging. Let's see what this is about.
So Thomas Massey is going completely scorched earth now that he has 7 months left in office. He is pointing at TPUSA saying that they have Israeli ties. And not just do they have Israeli ties, but they gained those ties mere days after Charlie Kirk's assassination.
Whoa, bro. Whoa. Look at this. It is true that Charlie Kirk... Grok, is it true that Charlie Kirk's show is now distributed by a registered foreign agent of Israel?
Thomas Massey writes, Grok, is it true that the Charlie Kirk show is now distributed by a registered foreign agent of Israel? Grok says, yes, there is a substantive connection between the Charlie Kirk show and Syndicator, which is a registered agent under FARA. For Israel. So just days after Charlie Kirk's assassination, suddenly you have this clock tower, which is owned and controlled by Salem Media's chief strategy officer, Brad Parscale, and it registers as an agent of Israel. Their goal is to integrate narrative.
Clock tower? It almost sounds like the Jehovah Witnesses with the watchtower, doesn't it? Clock tower? Watchtower?
Have this clock tower, which is owned and controlled by Salem Media's chief strategy officer, Brad Parscale, and it registers as an agent of Israel. Their goal is to integrate narrative messaging within Salem Media Network. They have a $6 million contract cover.
Whoa, can you believe it? How many million? Six, goy! 6 million! Yes, right there. You see it. I didn't make it up. You see it. Okay, magical juice spells, here they come.
Narrative messaging within Salem Media Network. They have a $6 million contract covering strategic communications, media services, digital campaigns targeting Gen Z to give them Israeli messaging because they are registered with FARA for the state of Israel. By the way, Salem Media Network owns a ton of news networks, local news networks across the country. So,
whoa. And it's registered as a foreign agent? Are you kidding me? I thought it was just like Jews in America. And it's like, no. No, it's all registered in Israel. That is so wild.
BB.
News networks, local news networks across the country. So we have allowed Israel to not only buy TikTok, not only do they now have control over CBS News and Paramount and I believe CNN, but now they also have control over our local news networks and TPUSA. This is a full-blown infiltration. As soon as Charlie Kirk was dead, TPUSA went in a totally different direction, trying to brainwash Gen Z, adding more to the suspicion that it wasn't just some lone, crazy trans kid, Tyler Robinson, who killed Charlie Kirk. There's more to that story.
Boom, nigger. Told you. Adam Green. Told you, bro. Told you, nigger. Amalek. Told you, bro. Big Tech. Told you, bro. God damn it. My fucking filters aren't working. Son of a bitch. God damn it. Listen, conspiratards for the W, let's fucking go. Refresh this goddamn Telegram. I mean, not Telegram. Hold on one second. Hold tight. Yeah, so, I mean, how many of you guys see it now? I mean, the writing's on the wall, right? The writing's on the wall. Appreciate it.
Mr. Tennessee said, thanks, $5, dude. What do sharks and people have in common?
I don't know.
The best ones come in white.
Ooh, that's right. Great white sharks. Watch out now. What do we got here? Hold on one sec. Thank you, Mr. Tennessee. All right, I got to make this thing a little bit smaller. We're refreshing this. There we go. Does this work now? Can I get this to work now? Thank you. It's a fucking conspirator for the fucking W, you bitch ass. Fuck you. Fuck you, Adam. Fuck you, Big Tech. Fuck you, bro. I'm about to white boy walk on your bitch ass, nigga. About to white boy walk on you, bro. Bitch, nigga. Don't tell him I did that. Don't tell him I did it. Okay, he's gonna fucking do like a whole fucking space about it. He's like, did you see that? HG did a white boy walk on my thing. I'm not sure if he's countersued me, but I'm sorry. I think he hates me, but he loves me, but he hates me, but he loves me. I don't really know. I was raised by niggers. All right. Are you guys ready? Hopefully you guys are here for the long haul. That's just a little tip of the iceberg for the show. What else do we got here? What else do we got? We got no programming whatsoever, guys. Whatsoever. Don't worry about it. Forget about it. This is normal. It's the most printed book in the fucking world. Hold on. This is just a quick one. Christ starts. Don't get your panties in a wad, okay? Listen, don't get your panties in a wad.
To be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up from the roots to be ruler.
All right, so we got Donald Trump reading the Bible. That's fucking base, right?
Just cross!
Right, just some end times prophecy going. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. All right, let's push this clip back here. I don't like this one. We're going to rearrange the show on how we're doing this. Nope, that's a gross nigger scum. Hold on. That's a nigger scum 2, nigger scum 3. Okay, this is a nice clip right here, okay? Listen, how many of you guys dislike homeless people? 1 if you do, 2 if you don't, 3 if you're impartial. 1 if you do, 2 if you don't, 3 if you're impartial. All right, let's see. What's your thoughts about the homeless? You know what, man? Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. Most homeless people, they're fucking scum. They're fucking scum. I'll tell you why. They're not really homeless. They're drug addicts. I said it. They're drug addicts. Okay. Most of them are fucking drug addicts. Okay. That's the fucking truth of it. Don't fall for the I'm homeless. Yeah. There's some people. Listen, if we're talking about people that lost their job, you know, and they can't get a job and stuff like that, okay, that is a very small percentage. And of course, I've got love for those people. And I still got love for the fucking people that are dope, you know, on dope. I want them to get their shit together. But listen, man, I used to own a workout facility with one of my ex-girlfriends in Berkeley. Okay, do you know what these people can do? These people can set up tents right outside your business. Okay, they can piss right on the fucking, they can piss right on the concrete. They can shoot heroin right in front of the fucking business. Okay, they could take shits if they would like to. And guess who has to clean that up? Guess who has to deal with saying, hey, can you get out of here, homeless people? Can you leave? And technically, guess what? They don't have to leave. I don't know if you've ever been to Berkeley, California before. It is absolutely fucking disgusting. When you start sipping for these vagrants, okay, you're fucking cooked. It is terrible, okay? I had to chase down one of these guys. One of them threw a fucking muffin at one of my ex-girlfriends, threw a muffin at her, and I fucking chased the motherfucker down the street. Full sprint. He tackled an Asian woman. And then I ended up hitting him in the face. It was wild. It was wild. Pretty crazy. Like these fucking people are nutsos, man. I'm talking like full blown fucking schizos. Okay. Some of them are mentally ill or some of them are just on drugs. Most people that are homeless are not homeless because they just were down and out on their luck. So, long story short, you know, sometimes people like to give money to homeless people. All right. I wouldn't recommend it personally. You know, I think this is a better route. Okay. This guy decided that he had some fake $100 bills and he saw a nigger, asking him for money. Okay. So let's see how this went. He had a fake $100 bill.
Come here. Get closer. There you go.
All right. So, hey, listen, nigger, you want $100? All right. Great. Let me just spit in your fucking face. Okay, here we go. Let's run this back real quick. I like this. This is actually pretty good. This is where you might like want to consider having some fake money and seeing how far you can take it.
Come here, get closer. There you go.
Damn. Hey, that's right. But I am the shooter.
He doesn't just get him once. He follows up twice. Fucking based guy.
I fucking hate niggers so much it's unreal.
All right. All right. One more time.
Come here. Get closer. There you go.
There you go.
But I am the shooter. I am the shooter. I swear to God.
Come here. Get closer.
Just got one.
There you go.
Man, hey, that's right. But I am the shooter. I am the shooter.
Oh, man. That was good. 1 to 100. 1 to 100. That was so based. That's so funny. Oh, my God. Oh. All right, where do we go from here? Oh, man, do I want to cover that? I don't want to cover that. Where did I put everything? We got a little update on, what's his name? A little update on, where is it? Hold on. Where did I put this? We got some good ones here. Oh, son of a bitch. Where the heck? Well, you know what? I'm going to play something else here in the meantime. Let's just play this in the meantime. Something heartfelt and warm. Let's get to it. Hold on.
If they hated Jesus and you're following Jesus, then guess what? They're going to hate you too. They're going to persecute you. They're going to mock you. That stuff is expected. So just go ahead and mentally prepare.
Hi, how are y'all? Hey, I just want to make sure y'all know that Jesus loves you and make sure you've heard about him before. Yeah?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Do y'all believe in Jesus? No? Do you have any beliefs?
Sure. I don't like when people spew random bullshit. And honestly, that's the only belief I have. Okay. If you happen to like random bullshit spewery and the power of random bullshit spewery, then yes.
Gotcha. What about y'all? Does anyone else have any other beliefs?
I'm not really interested in talking about it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you all have a blessed day. God loves you.
Yeah, this is the white man going around simping for Browns, psycho people to recruit to his psycho cult. Sounds like a good plan.
Well, I know Jesus loves them at least. Even that's a seed sown.
If you're suffering persecution and reproach, people are yelling at you and cussing at you and all these...
Man, look at this guy's just... You can tell this guy's going places. This guy, he needs some Jesus in his life.
These things, it does not mean you're doing something wrong. It means you're doing something right. They did the same thing to Jesus.
Yeah, there we go. We got a nigger over there. All right, I found the clip in the meantime. Nick Fuentes is being outed hard, guys. I don't know if you guys know this, but it seems like for some reason, everyone seems to be calling him out on his bullshit ever since this whole... What do you think kind of broke it down for Nick? Was it the zero chance that Israel killed Charlie Kirk? What do you think really got him like shooting his fucking dick off here? Was it zero chances that Israel killed Charlie Kirk? Or was it two... Epstein sweater. I'm saying right now, as of recent. I think the Epstein one and the simping for pedophiles was pretty bad. Listen, there's something fishy going on with Nick right now, and I'm going to show you some of these comments, man. It seems like he's lost about half of his audience, all right, and now he's coming up with this kind of rhetoric. Let's take a listen.
We used to talk a lot more about this last year, but this is something you need to understand. I'm not saying I know for a fact that Candace is in on something or anything like that. I'm just saying this is generally true. All of these big influencers... You have to suspect that they are involved with foreign governments in some capacity.
Oh, would you qualify as one of these big influencers? I wonder. Yeah, it's not really pedophilia, bro. It's just irony, bro. It's just a quarter zip from Epstein, bro. Okay? It's just a cat boy, bro. All right? Would you rape, kill, and die for me, bro?
You just have to, because frequently they are, and it's weird. Now, Israel is the big one, and that goes without saying. How many of these people are kissing the wall, taking the trip. They come back wearing an IDF hat. They're taking the $7,000. Like, that goes without saying that Israel has this immense influence in the United States. But Israel is truly not the only one. Why is Tucker Carlson in Saudi Arabia and Qatar all the time? Can anyone tell me why? It's so random. It just, you have this brand that, you know, I'm out here in my cabin. I just like hunting and fishing, and I just love America so much. Okay, so why do you spend all this time in Riyadh? Why do you spend all this time in Qatar? Why did you buy a house there? It's just weird. And the same goes for Candace Owens going to Russia. Why are you spending a week in Russia? Clearly something is going on there. Dan Kazarian, Jew Kazarian, a.k.a. Jew. Jew goes to the UAE and Qatar trying to get a golden visa. He goes to Corsica, he goes to Romania, and then he goes to Qatar and the Emirates, and he talks to their tourism minister, talks to the government there about obtaining a golden visa. And what you realize is that if you want to make the big bucks as an influencer, you need that foreign backing.
So it seems like he knows all too well about how this works, doesn't it?
Wolf van den Cent, $100.
Whoa, Wolf van den. Thank you, sister. Yeah, such a faggot. Jeez Louise. Thank you very much, sister. White power. Takes one to know one, right, Nick? Whatever happened, that. Thank you very much. Very kind. Thank you. Thank you, sister. White power. Thank you. Thank you. Big thank you. Big rummage up. $100 wife waffing. Let's go. All right. How'd you go on a date with HT? I gave him $100. it was just easy from there. Took him out to Mickey D's a couple of times. He's an easy guy to please. All right. Now listen, this is kind of, I don't know. It's kind of sus.
If you want immense resources to play in this game, which is political influence in America, you got to go to some other country and get your money up. That is what they do. And frequently it is, yeah, it's Russia, it's Turkey, it's the Saudis, it's the Emiratis, it's the Qataris, obviously it's Israel, it's India. They're all throwing money around. They are all throwing money.
How does he know?
And they get around FARA, foreign agent registration, with all these convoluted ways. They'll give contributions in kind. They'll do it through very spurious means. We don't need to get into the details. But this is a huge thing. And, you know, we used to talk a lot about this last year. But there is a heavy Russian element in the so-called dissident right. It's always been there.
Okay, so there is an argument to that. There's Dugan. Dugan is.
Wolfwaffe sent $14.88 in Litecoin. Hey, hype. Thanks for waking me up to the CQ. Fuck Christianity and fuck Spick Fuentes.
Yeah, white power.
ETW, do you think you'll get the .com domain back?
Yes.
Heil Hitler.
Yeah, we should be getting it back. Does anyone know in the chat how long that's going to take? Hopefully we get that going. There's some truth to this, okay, but... Okay, let me just, for everyone who doesn't understand this, do you think that when the American Jewish banking funded the communist revolution in Russia and they took power, meaning Jews in America funded a revolution in Russia, okay, killed the czar and took power, do you think that they ever gave up power? Do you think that these Jews, after getting their hands on that country, that they ever gave up power? I wanted one. They did. One they gave up power to. They never did. This is where I go. Like, you guys are fucking idiot. Like, why do you care about Russia? It's Jews. You fucking retard. Jews control Russia. Jews in America funded how they control Russia. And they also give this false dialectic of capitalism in America, communism in Russia. It's really fucking dumb. I just... It blows me away that people still fall for this Ruski bullshit, okay? It's fucking Jews that run the same thing over there, okay? It's an illusion to get you to go, oh, it's the Russians. Dude, it's Jews. If there's Russians that are paying fucking Candace Owens, then it's a Jewish thing. And could that be possible? Absolutely. Absolutely. Why does she look more credible? Because she's calling out the obvious psyop on Charlie Kirk. There's her credibility, right? Everyone's calling her a whack job. But then at the same time, what is she really doing? Christianity, okay? Again, with all these networks that are owned, that we just saw, that are owned by Israel, yeah, they're very fearful of a Christian revival that they pump in your fucking Talmud vision day in and day out. Now, who pushes that? Candace Owens? Tucker Carlson? Okay. Nick the Spick?
Liam sent $20 giving my tithe.
Hey.
Thanks for the show.
Hey, white power.
Sober Liam.
Hey, there we go, Liam. White fucking power. Good job on the Jay Dyer. I actually called in the Jay Dyer today. Did you guys hear that? I talked to Jay Dyer for a little bit. He started doing the word salad Jew lawyer thing on me. And I was like, I don't understand. Listen, you just start going around in circles. It sounds like word salad. I honestly can't understand. He's like, well, do you know the difference of this fallacy? If you equate this other, 5 × 7 / 8 square rooted by 5 fallacy. I'm like, what? What are you like? Can I just ask you if you would, do me a favor? Just a simple question.
BB,
can you just tell me if you had a white daughter, would you be okay with her marrying a black Christian? So, I mean, these scumbags are so disingenuous. They cannot answer a simple question. I answered his question like 4 times. I was saying, I asked him straight up. I said, can you be pro-white and racist as a Christian? And he's like, I don't believe in the word racist. And I was like, well, okay, here's the deal. Let's say if you wanted to just be with your own people, your church fathers in the Russian Orthodox Church have no problem whatsoever marrying a white person to a black person. I said person because I don't want to get booted. And he goes, well, what's your level for morality, objective morality and all that? I'm just going like, bro, can you just speak English and talk to me? Can you just tell me that, yeah, they do that and this is, you know, I'm against it, but he just goes into asking you 20 different questions from all kinds of, it's very Jewish way of talking to people. So he's a disingenuous faggot. You could clip that. Jay Dyer, you are a disingenuous faggot. The fact that you couldn't answer simply, if you had a white daughter, would you be okay with your white daughter marrying a nigger? The reason why you didn't answer is because you wouldn't be okay with that. But if you did say that, it would go against your Jewish teachings from Rabbi Yeshua Ben Yosef, you fucking bitch cuck nigger scum. Okay. So fuck Jay Dyer. All right. Logical fallacy. Yeah. That, you know, I got kicked after I said, yeah, you know what, Jay, you know, that's a kike slave fallacy. And he's like, oh, click, got me. But I did get that in there last little, you know, fuck you kike slave fallacy, you little bitch nigger. Let's see what else is going on.
And I will say there is a Qatari element as
well. Oh, there's a Qatari element now.
I know
guys.
That the Israelis say that, but it is
true. The Qataris took down Building 7.
The Qataris opened up a brand new embassy last year. They are trying to get
it's
involved.
It's the Qataris they are and the paying globalists. People.
The Israel, and you know, that's not downplaying. Israel does so much more.
It's not downplaying, but I'm just downplaying Israel.
Israel does 10 times that, and it's so much more sophisticated. The Qataris are very sloppy. And they're just not as effective. The Israelis have got it down to a science. I'm just saying, you got to be on the lookout that there is a lot of foreign money.
It's all, listen, it's if it's Jews paying other, if, you know, there could be all kinds of different Jews paying each one of these influencers that these influencers don't know about. But obviously, this nigger is taking the money. I want you to take a look at the comments here. The first 6 seconds of this segment was the gayest, most flamboyant shit. Yep. Pretty accurate.
Gay.
And in the same breath, he fails to mention Lindsey Graham spending more time in Tel Aviv than he ever has in South Carolina, and him actually having real power, unlike Tucker and Candace. Gaper. This is a self-report. He says all the major influencers need backing, so who is backing him? Stop, bro. While you're ahead, why even state that or joke about Candace being tied to Russia or Qatar when you know she has her audience funds her channels and website and merch purchases? Nick is using Jewish talking points here. Until Senor Fuentes speaks the language of his Mexican heritage, he won't be taken seriously, no matter how much cosplaying as a white man he does. Kind of sus how this closet homosexual is going after everyone Israel opposes, isn't it? Fuentes is controlled opposition, a shit poster, an agent provocateur. What's his role, you're asking? Using hyperbole and lies to sow division in the conservative movement. Next one, he sounds like Laura Loomer. No wonder his audience is abandoning him. Indeed, it's clear that Nick is a narcissistic psychopath that will say and do whatever is necessary for him to achieve his only goal, to serve his interests and increase his power. He believes in nothing. I don't trust Tucker and definitely not Candace, but Nick is much more worse. This might be the best example of why people think that Nick Fuentes is a Fed. What Groypers look like constantly glazing Nick Fuentes while he subverts the white nationalist movement at every opportunity. Bro. This Fed is the AIDS of nationalism or any potential right-wing movement. Sounds like someone is taking AIPAC money. If you don't see what's going on yet, Gropers, I don't know what to tell you. Nick is such a Fed for real. At least they are openly on his side. I can't take this dude seriously and can't believe I actually thought he was right at one point last summer. He said Tucker's dad worked for CIA and his son for J.D. Vance and Peter Thiel, and now he says he works for Russia. He says they work for Russia. How can someone work with two parties that are opponents? So anyhow, he's pretty much just getting roasted, man. So the downfall of this fucking spick faggot twink, this is amazing, guys. So just celebrate it, man. He's going down. He's going down, Nick the Spick. Arriba! All right, guys, serious thing here, okay? Bill Gates is making mosquitoes, and he's also making ticks. So hopefully you got some DEET at the house, all right? Press 1 if you use DEET, or do you got any other kind of homemade solutions to keep ticks off of you? I had a tick on the back of my knee the other day. It was the grossest shit ever. I've never had a tick on my body before. Absolutely fucking disgusting, folks. I hear that you can burn them out. You can light them on fire and they'll crawl out. But, you know, I just used the pluckers, the tweezers, right? So this is what's going on. Take a look at this.
Got done in the spot and it's on the river. So I was like, we got to wrap our ankles.
Well, the whole goal of this tick thing is pretty much so we have to eat the bugs. Okay. They're going to put this disease in there. I forgot what it's called. Maybe Carl's in here to let me know what it is. But they have this thing in there that gives you some sort of disease where you can't eat meat anymore. No, Lyme disease is one thing. Yeah, I think it's called alpha gal. Yeah, you got it. Thank you.
Look at that. That's insane.
Look at all these fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I was here yesterday. Pulled 17 ticks off.
Hey, 17 ticks.
You could see them literally in the parking lot. Everywhere. I mean, they're. Let me see if I can find more. I literally am taping up my ankles, and I noticed. Look. I already got one on my tape, dude. This is insane. Look, another one. They're just in the parking lot everywhere.
Me and Chelsea just got done.
Anyhow, pretty crazy, right? Pretty crazy. Have you ever gotten by bitten by a tick before? One if you have, two if you haven't. Are you going to debate Unk? What did I debate Unk about? What are you talking about, Unk? Debate Unk about what? Jesus being a Jew? That's not even debatable. Jesus is a Jew. Mm-mm. You've had a tick before? Listen, Unk doesn't want to debate me. Unk's, he's not up there with debating me on that. It's not going to be good. All right, here we go. I love Unk, but yeah, he's not going to win in a debate. Take a look at this. Niggers on the plane. You know, I'm kind of bummed out. Listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm kind of bummed out about the whole Spirit Airlines. Spirit Airlines was one of those places where, check out owensmarket.shop, .com. Check it out, owensmarket.com. We got the Skull Shades coming in a month from now, so be on the lookout. I kind of was happy that Spirit closed down, but then I was like, wait a second, that means that niggers are going to be flying on other airport lines, and I'm going to be having to sit next to niggers. So it's kind of a bummer that Spirit's gone. You know what I mean? They kind of segregated. So here we go. This is what happens when Spirit Airlines are no longer existing. You have to deal with these giant fat niggers.
Why are you just
asking you to excuse me?
Why are you sitting here
arguing? Why are you so special?
Because I'm trying to get to the front.
Yeah, we're all trying to get to the front. We all paid the same goddamn money.
Okay, but I'm saying, sir, I'm just telling you, excuse me, if you move.
Cool, and the door ain't open.
I'm just saying, though, it don't matter.
It don't matter either way.
I'm trying to get up to the front.
Yeah, we all are.
Everybody is. Excuse me.
Look at this giant boon. This is like a 6'2" giant fucking she boon. All right, very scary.
She always like that? Oh, sorry, you don't know her.
No, thankfully.
So if I just move you the fuck out of my way, then I'm assaulting.
Yeah.
So you won't move?
Why are you asking?
Okay.
I can say no.
Oh,
white people's temperament. I would just be like, why don't you shut your fucking mouth, you fucking bitch? And if you put hands on me, I will punch you in the fucking face, okay? Without hesitation. I dare you to physically touch me. I will knock your fucking wig off.
I don't have to say yes, do I?
Do I
need to say yes?
Sir, I'm saying excuse me.
And I'm saying no,
and you
thank
just don't block my way.
Yeah.
So if I hit you, that's assault.
And you got 30 witnesses on you, man, with the red hair. You'll get arrested, and then you will get a lifetime flight ban. You want that?
Okay, but
don't help her out with her fucking prefrontal cortex, okay? Undeveloped part. You don't need to share that information with her, okay? Let her figure it out.
I'm just saying, excuse me.
What you're saying is you think that you are more special than everybody.
Scullybugs
sent $5 that she boon looks like the yellow M&M.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah. Kinda does.
Else on this goddamn fucking
excuse
plane.
Me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Excuse
me.
It's the yellow M&M
oh
without
my god,
the shell.
I'm more special than you now. I'm louder than you.
There's
like, who raised you, woman?
Who raised you? She got raised by apes, dude.
I'm just trying to get through.
Who raised you?
I don't understand. Why is it an issue?
Who raised you?
Because
I know your mom didn't raise you, because she would have slapped you upside the head by now.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to get out of the
way. So am I. I'm not trying to pass you,
please. Yeah, we just need this lady to calm the fuck down.
I'm not even angry.
She's threatening to assault people to get to the front.
If you're not moving out of my way.
I wonder why.
You're not moving.
Do you see all the other people? Yeah, do you see all the other people?
Sir, now you
being
disrespectful.
Well, no, ma'am, I was just...
Giant fat nigger
1488 underscore chopper sent $10 niggers make me sick.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how I would be dealing with this. You know, I would probably... Well, I told you how to deal with it. If I was that guy in the front there. But, God, I hate flying. I hate flying. How many of you guys... I used to enjoy flying. And then, you know, I just like my space, and I can't sleep on a flight. It's really hard for me to sleep on a flight. And then I cannot stand. I will pay extra every time to be a window. How many of you guys are any of you guys picky when it comes to flying? Like, I do not want to slip. I do not want to be seated in the middle. I don't want to be sat on the row. Okay. I want to be sat right on the window every time. Only flew once. The only benefit of being on the row is that you get to, you know, go to the bathroom without having to tap anyone and say, I got to piss. But, yeah, I hate flying now. I don't like it. Okay, we're going to move on. We're going to get to this clip here. Okay, take a look at this.
Hey, give me back my money, Hitler waifu. Womp womp, no crying in the casino.
Mega Heil Hitler. My heart goes brrrr, suck my big black cock.
So you see what they're doing here? This is pathetic, okay? This is how they're infiltrating the white power movement, okay? Is by using women and brown cheats, okay? And trying to use comedy, yeah, to pander to white nationalists. Yeah, and faggots. This is dual.
suck my big black cock.
So like they're just gonna destroy your fucking genes? You're literally just to buy a weapon made by Jews? You meow for me? Bad squash.
Yeah, so there's that. Yep, there's that. It's pretty pathetic, huh? Yeah, what's the point? This movement sometimes is laughable. That's laughable. All right, where are we going? Where are we going here? Oh, I got some great clips. Hopefully you guys are sticking around. What if you're still here for the long haul, too, if you got other things to do? There is this woman. I don't know if anyone's heard of her. Someone told me about her at White Excellence Radio. Her name is Alicia Lapp for California governor. Alicia Lapp. I kind of like this. I kind of like her. Okay. I just scrolled her page. I was like, oh my God, content galore. Let's take a look here at Alicia Lapp. What's going on? Hold on. Okay. I think I clicked the wrong thing here. Let's go here. Have you heard of her? Has anyone heard of this Alicia Lapp lady? One, if you have, two, if you haven't. I'm going to play some of her clips. They're actually pretty good. If I was in California, I'd vote for her. Okay, this is good. This is good that you haven't seen her. Okay, so we're just going to go through some of her clips. I kind of think it's funny. I mean, the vote, yeah, exactly, vote harder, but just take a look at this, the propaganda she's getting out there. Some of these are pretty good.
California farmers, I've studied every labor program from Barcero on, and I know exactly why each one failed. And as the next governor of California, you have my promise. I will fight for you in Washington and in Sacramento.
Okay, that's pretty basic. Here we go. We're just going to go through some of these. Just a few.
You have my promise. I will deport them all. California Angel Families, as a victim of a green card holder and your next governor of California, you have my promise. I will deport them all. California Angel.
I will deport them all. Okay, let's just keep going.
From the main line to your home, affecting your water. As the next governor of California, did you know there could be lead pipes from the main line to your home, affecting your water? As the next governor of California, you have my promise. Your water quality and your water safety is my first priority.
Okay, let's just keep going here.
Yeah. Hey, wiener dog / pit bull, you're an interesting one, aren't you?
Oh, hi.
So this is what the children of Butte County see.
Okay, we're just going to keep going here. It gets better. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Your family is being used. California family court victims, I am aware that your family is being used for profit, and you have my commitment. As the next governor of California, we will overhaul the system, and we will march any judge, any guardian ad litem, any court investigator straight to prison if they have harmed a child.
Okay.
California, you deserve a vote, not a data center. And I promise to be the
All right, she's against data centers. That's good.
Imperial County, California, you deserve a vote, not a data center. And I promise to be the governor that gives you back your voice.
Okay, it's just little things here and there.
California, I'm unvaccinated. California, I'm unvaccinated, and I'm running for governor of California. And you have my full support when it comes to medical freedom.
That's listen, that's based. I'll take that. That was a good. That was a hot take.
California, I'm unvaccinated, and I'm running for governor of California. And you have my full support when it comes to medical freedom.
I like that. I can get down with that. I actually like that one quite a bit. That one would be like, yep, I like that. She's with it.
California parents speaking out against AI surveillance in schools. You have my full support, and I've already spoken out at a school board meeting where they decided not to go forward with it. That is the kind of commitment you'll have from me as governor of California.
No AI in the schools, I agree with that, unless it's watching these teachers act like fucking creepos and throwing them in jail if they get inappropriate with children.
America, it's time we deport every single Zionist and every single illegal. and to the people who are Zionists in this country, you are a traitor and should be in prison, but I'll take deportation instead.
Dude, come on now, motherfucker.
America, it's time you deport.
Come on, bro. Yeah, come on, bro. Even if she doesn't win, that's great propaganda. We're not done yet. We're not done. I'm glad you guys like it.
America, it's time we deport every single Zionist and every single illegal. And to the people who are Zionists in this country, you are a traitor and should be in prison, but I'll take deportation instead.
All right, here we go. Moving on.
Don't forget Shabbat Shalom. Don't let the kosher dildos hit you on the way out. And don't forget Shabbat Shalom.
Bro, go fuck yourself. This is based. I told you. You guys are giving her a hard time. You guys got to relax. Trust Ankh over here. Okay. You mean, can she fix Liam? That's more accurate.
Don't let the kosher dildos hit you on the way out, and don't forget Shabbat Shalom.
Great, great line. Here we go.
Illegals that are currently fostering...
God, these are loud. Some of these are just ear-piercing.
To the illegals that are currently foster parents right now, as the next governor of California, I will be ending that. To the illegals that are currently foster parents, right?
Illegals can be foster parents? What?
Right now. As the next governor of California, I will be ending that.
Whoa.
I'm running for governor. In California, I'm running for governor. And it's time we have a law that ensures you can have backyard chickens. California.
Bro, come on. Backyard chickens? Let's go.
California, I'm running for governor. And it's time we have a law that ensures you can have backyard chickens.
These are great. This is great.
I'm running for governor, and you have my... California, I'm running for governor, and you have my promise. We will remove every animal living in these homeless encampments.
Dude, right there. I'm sold right there. If you're homeless, listen, you don't get to own an animal, okay? You don't get to own an animal. Okay, I'm with that. Listen, yeah, you don't get to own an animal. If you can't own yourself a fucking home, okay, then you don't get an animal. Go fuck off. I'm all for that. I'm a fascist when it comes to animal rights. Okay, here we go.
Your taxpayer money is spent on illegals. California, $11 million a day of your taxpayer money is spent on illegals in prison in California. That's over $4 billion a year. As your next governor of California, you have my promise. I will hand each and every one over to ICE. California, $11 million a day of your taxpayer money is spent on illegals in prison in California. California, no mail. California, no male will ever compete in girls' sports when I am governor of California.
Okay.
I'm running for governor.
Wait, did you hear that? Hold on.
California, no male will ever compete in girls' sports when I am governor of California.
Based, okay.
I'm going to make it a law that if you want to purchase land in California, you have to be American.
All right. Let's see what else is going on.
Telling a 14-year-old girl in foster care to become a prostitute.
Earlier this year, a federal judge scorned Child Protective Services for making kids available for prostitution in the CPS system. In the video, she tells the CPS employee she wants food. The CPS worker tells her to be a prostitute.
I mean, she was basically encouraging a 14-year-old girl to become a prostitute.
And giving her an incentive to do so.
Okay, we're going to keep going. Look at this.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue. Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue. Some folks are born
That's pretty bad
made
ass.
To wave the flag.
Thank you. Okay, there is her thing right here. Let's take a look. Oh, okay. Let's see. Alicia Lapp. Let's find out a little bit about Alicia Lapp. What is Alicia Lapp's ethnicity?
It sounds like you might be asking about the ethnicity.
Lapps. Let's see. Lapps. It's like Alicia Lapp's ethnicity. What is the surname of Lapp?
The surname Lapp is the last name, especially in Chinese and Dutch communities. It can also
Chinese
be a variation of names like Lapp or Delap.
She could be some sort of mixed breed. Let's see. Someone dig it up. She could be, I think she's a Hapa. You think Dutch? Let's see what it is. Dutch or okay, not let's see. I see a little bit of Asian in there. Could be Russian. Let's put the poll up there. Can someone do a little let's see. Let me ask Grok. Hold on. Let's find out. What? Alicia. Let's see. What's her name? Alicia Lapp. Okay. Let's see. Alicia Lapp. Racial background. Let's see. What do you guys say? Let's see what it is. Okay, so here we go. Alicia Olivia Lapp, also known as Alicia Lapp, a Republican candidate for California governor in 2026, is described as white. A 2017 news report on Amber Alert explicitly referred to her as a 5'2" white woman. She is a longtime Northern California resident, Chico Redding area. That's cool. Jewelry artist and mother with no public indications of other racial or ethnic heritage in available sources. Her surname Lapp can sometimes relate to various European origins, German or Scandinavian, but this aligns with her documented description as a white Caucasian. No detailed ancestry, family background, or self-identified ethnicity beyond this appears in public records, campaign materials, or news coverage. She presents as a typical white American woman in photos and descriptions from her campaign and articles. Oof. Well, listen. I don't know. I think a lot of us, you know, when we get thrown a bone, a lot of us just want to kind of go, not wide enough. Yeah, fuck her. It doesn't say anything. Backed up the Facebook post and searched all that stuff too. So what do you guys think? 1 to 100. What do you think? 1 to 100. Oh my God, Ashkenazi Kike, dude, this is what I'm talking about. Jesus. Do you know the beautiful thing about this? I think you guys are missing the silver lining here. Did you ever hear Casey Putsch say anything like that? Yes or no? Did Casey Putsch ever go that far? Did he go that far? Let's be honest. No, he didn't. Okay. No, he didn't. Okay. Do you hear the last person who had rhetoric like that was Patrick Little? Okay. This is pretty amazing to hear, you know, deport all freaking invaders and all Jews. I don't even think Patrick Little said deport all Jews. But I don't care. I don't care if Zog will eat her alive. I don't care. It's the rhetoric that's getting out there. You got to understand that when normies start hearing this, okay, it normalizes the message, even if they don't win. Even if they don't win, the rhetoric still gets out there. Okay, we all know that there's not going to be a political solution. But the more that we normalize it and people still get robbed, okay, and we take it away, like, just see what Nicholas is saying. This is the frustrating point. Take the fucking W, you stupid fucking niggers. Take the fucking W, you stupid fucking niggers. And if you don't want to take the W, then shut the fuck up and go do something better. This movement sometimes drives me nuts with the amount of blackpilling. Can't take a fucking win. It's right in front of you. Here's something awesome. Fake, gay, fuck, chink, jack, fuck, Jew, fuck, Peter, fuck. You know, it's just like, how are we going to win? How are we going to win? Okay. How the fuck are we going to win? If this is our attitude, it's like, dude, Hitler's not coming back, nigger. He's not. Okay. People coming out there and swinging and putting their shit out there like that. It's good. Spurgs aren't going to spurg, man. We got to do better. Got to do better. That she came out as a white person. Okay. As a white person. Okay. So I don't know. I don't know. In California of all places too. In California of all places. Yeah, but Gypsy's 60% fucking Indian, dude. If it said that she was a street shitter, then I'd go, okay, yeah, that's bad. Okay, but like, okay, I give up. We'll just take a little break. Okay, I'll just put on some fucking nigger music for all you fucking haters right now. I'll just put on some fucking lifestyle right now. And I'll go take a fucking piss, okay? And you can walk away from the fucking show. God damn it. It's so frustrating, this movement. I'm telling you, man. Guys like myself just... And Jehu, guys have been through this. It's like, here we go. We get some W's. And it's just like, nope. Can't win. It's like, well, nigger, can you do something? Why do we gotta be such haters? Okay. I don't know. I thought that was pretty good. I thought most of you guys were going to like it. I guess not. All right. It's all right. I'll just play niggers beating the shit out of white people the entire show. Does that sound better? Will that make everyone feel better? Niggers beating the shit out of whites. Will that make it better?
Yeah, I think it's, I want to talk about that. I just want to ask you, and I'm not trying to be personal in any way, but I do think it's an interesting phenomenon that for centuries, when countries wanted to go to war and people said, yeah, let's go to war, the big test was, are you willing to risk your own life in the war that you think is so important to defend your country's interests? You seem like a young guy to me. Have you ever thought about going and fighting in this war that you're cheering on?
I mean, I've thought about joining the military before. I don't know about this war specifically, but that's what makes them heroes, is they put themselves in dangerous situations.
Yeah, I'm asking that because... as I said earlier, we are a country that constantly fights wars. It's extremely aberrational for other countries on the planet, including very powerful ones like China, as I said before, that has grown.
This guy's a fucking Jew piece of shit, okay? Probably a homosexual that's probably slept with Nick Fuentes. I want to know, if we could wage war on any country, what country would you wage war on? Give me your three countries that we should wage war on, okay? Give me your three. Israel. Okay. Let's see. Who said, you know, I'm going to have to go with, honestly, I would go with Mexico. I would go with Mexico. It's a toss-up between it. Let's do Israel-Mexico. That's a tough one. I think, honestly, if we went to war with Israel, we could cut the head off the snake. It would probably be a better, move. But Israel, I mean, Mexico would have to be next. It would have to be next. Let's put it up there. What's everyone thinking here? Hold on. You'd be able to take control of our fucking financial system, which is the key to it. All right, it's a landslide. It's a landslide. Okay, we got Israel, then Mexico, then India, then China. That's, yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. All right, let's keep it moving here. We got more clips to cover. Sorry, I kind of spurked out. I just thought that that was a wonderful thing we just saw there. Like, holy smokes, that's so cool that somebody in California, do you know how, dude, has anyone lived in California? Do you know how fucking retarded people are in California, dude? You know, like, how happy that makes me to see that in California, coming from California and going, like, how the fuck did that happen in California? Especially a person who can get, like, you know, Antifa's all over California, okay? And they would happily be doing some vandalism and threats and all kinds of shit for her just going on there and doing that. So when a woman gets out there and says stuff like that, and we got guys that are just like, oh, well, I don't know what to do. And then you got a woman out there saying, yeah, fuck Jews. Deport all the fucking Browns. Fuck your vaccines. You know, like, let's go, man. That's a huge win. Yeah. All right, let's get all these niggers out of here, too. Fucking goddamn lowlife nigger. Well, now we're doing all nigger clips for the rest of the show. You asked for it. You asked for it. Nah, let's just stay blackpilled, bro. Let's just do blackpilled. Fuck it. Nah, we're just gonna just find some more nigger clips. Yeah, hold on one second. Nah, you're right. No. Let's not have any good moments. Let's just do some more nigger stuff. Yeah. Let's do some more nigger stuff. What else we got here? Here we go. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Let's get doom and gloomy. It's fucking based.
There's a team takeover. There's a bunch of cops, a bunch of police. There's at least 40 cop cars.
More team takeovers?
And thousands of teams. This is crazy. They're running, getting on cars, stopping traffic, and there's...
All right, let's take a closer look at this teen takeover. Hold on. Let's see if we can get this centered here. Okay, here we go. All right, we're doing all nigger clips for the rest of the night.
Yeah, YSN, man. 1300, man.
You see me do it again. Every y'all do this. Shout out Baba. He come out this bitch every time on photo.
You got your niggers twerking? I'm gonna go take a piss. Enjoy this.
They came to the block, we just beat their ass. hands, put the hands on his back.
Gonna happen.
You gotta start walking.
Yeah,
I'm going to get a dispersal. If you don't leave, then you will get arrested.
Motherfucker out here getting a whole face shot off. You hear me? They right here on my
block. Don't worry about this. Hey, y'all know the
hood. Never seen this before. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come
on. I already know how we coming, man. We do this at every time.
You enjoying this?
Them niggas down the street. What?
Oh, you know, it's too bad. I had to take a leak. Maybe we should rewatch it. Maybe we should we rewatch it? Maybe we should rewatch it. We're not blackpilled enough yet. Hold on. Yeah, should we rewatch it? Let's rewatch it. Yeah, I missed it. I'm sorry. I had to pee. Yeah, no, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, remember this, nigger. Jesus Foreskin Eater says, let's all take a moment to pray. You sinners need to take the Jesus pill. Amen. All right. Well, listen. All right. Do you remember that video that we watched about working with one negative person and how that can change the entire effectiveness of the group? Press one if you remember that. Do you remember that video that I played about one negative person can fuck up the entire fucking group? Okay? Be careful. Be careful. Listen, it's one thing to be real. We've got a big giant mess ahead of us, and it's a big mess. But you know, when we get good moments, you gotta learn how to fucking take good moments. Okay? Everything cannot be super, you know, skeptic. It just destroys things. Okay? So just keep that in mind. And listen, I understand the frustration about things, but you know, as you know, we gotta be able to, you know, try to find some good things and work on those good things and continue to take the positives and get a snowball effect going here. Otherwise we're just gonna be blackpilled and fucking screwed. And I'm a man of my word. So like I said, we're gonna watch another nigger clip.
Zay, we good. We can bring a sec.
You need to get me some food. I'm hungry. For last time. I'm not going to tell you that again.
Man, who you talking to?
Who you think I'm talking to? You. Obviously.
Who is you talking to?
You can't hear. Lose your brain. Stop using your heart instead of your brain. Lose your brain.
What?
Baby nigger scum.
I don't know who you think talk to. You ain't talking to me.
I'm hungry. Stop talking to me. I'm hungry. I don't like nobody talking to me.
I wonder where she gets it from. All right, we're done. Okay, I think everyone's learned their lesson. Okay, when we got something good, don't fucking shit on it. Right? Otherwise, we're going to watch fucking nigger clips the whole time. All right. Did everyone learn their lesson? Did we? Yeah? No? Maybe so? Nah, you didn't.
I am not sorry for something I didn't do And I am not sorry for the things I did do.
Mr. O'Neill. Listen to me. You're not going to raise your voice again.
I
will have you removed from this courtroom. I consented to you without you being present.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't conduct yourself.
I understand, Your Honor.
Thank you.
All right, so take a look at this nigger's rap sheet. He shot his ex-girlfriend, hacked his disabled 9-year-old daughter to pieces with a hatchet, and stabbed his 8-year-old son before setting him on fire. Listen, man, this nigger deserves an award. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. That's how you turn a black pill into a white pill, nigger. Yeah, you see that? You see how it's done, man? You see how we do it, bro? All right, wonderful. Okay, let's keep moving. Do we have anything else? Oh, man, I think we got 2 minutes. I think I was stacked up way too heavy on the nigger clips. Wait, we've got clips from you guys. We got clips from you guys. Let's see if we get these clips going. All right, here we go. I think we got a Chud the Builder clip. This is from X09. I think he's in the chat right now. X09, you in here right now? Proof that Joshua Fox had Dalton in a chokehold from behind. Ooh.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Ricky here with Operation Free Dalton. Quick video breakdown. First, we have what I think are gunshots. All right, we have those two clicks right in the waveform down here. Right here, right here. Sounds like it could be. That might not be. That maybe sounds more. It's hard to say. It could be things in the office. But if there's, you know, it meets the timing that it could be.
Have you guys watched this video before? Press 1 if you saw it, 2 if you didn't. I haven't watched it yet. 1 if you did, 2 if you didn't.
Right before the police get there.
We're doing a Chud breakdown.
And it's the only kind of like, you know, two high crest waveforms we have. Okay, second thing. Here we have a clear depiction of... this is his back, and this is him punching. So Dalton's head's right here, and he has his arm around Dalton's.
Can we get some AI software? Isn't this what AI is for? Should be able to zoom in, make it a lot clearer and nicer.
Head right here. And then Dalton's body's like right here. Okay, he's kind of like off balance, being pulled back. And then what we're going to see is him just wailing on him. You can see his fist made. You got Shaniqua, just another day out, you know, no big deal, gunshots, calm as a cow, amazing.
Calm as a cow.
So pathetic. Okay.
Sorry, guys, breaking it down, I love it.
Here, we can see what's happening. It's very interesting.
Well, don't say Chug got whooped, bro. Nigger, fuck you, Chug got whooped, bro. Don't even say that. You don't know that Chug got whooped. How do you know Chud didn't have his fucking back turned when this nigger hit him? That's a bad take, right? Yeah, that's a bad take. Don't be saying Chud got whooped. That's a fucking white... dude, he's from behind. You think getting your ass whooped is getting hit from behind? When someone punches you in the back, you think that's getting your ass whooped? You want to fucking see some... we're going to play some more fucking nigger videos. All right, we'll skip this one. We'll skip this one. Yeah. Yeah, we'll skip it. Keep shitting on white people and be the fucking nigger hater that you are. Hate against your own people. That's the spirit, man. Hate on your own people that fucking shoot a nigger. Hate on your own people, just like these fucking niggers hate us.
nigga still beginning.
This one's for you. Listen, you are on timeout now, okay? You're on timeout. Put this fucking national base boy on a timeout. You're sitting down, okay? Take a fucking seat, nigger. You know what? Listen, someone punches you in the back of the fucking head. That's someone taking a fucking cheap shot. That's not squaring up with you and fighting with you. That's fucking some nigger cheap shotting you to put you in a position where you have to shoot a fucking nigger.
So, Dalton is here, right? Because you can kind of see there's an arm. Could be like this. You have Joshua Fox here. So this is his back. And Dalton is like twisting to the right and dropping down to his knees to sort of like get out of the headlock. And it'll get real clear here. Can see the hair. The hair gives it away.
I can't
right
see.
Right there. Hold on. See that? That's Dalton's head. Okay. So Dalton is, and then Joshua Fox is here, still over top of him. And they're going to go to the ground, and Dalton will be below Joshua Fox for a moment. Okay, so here's Joshua Fox's legs.
I'll just draw it
like this. And then Dalton's underneath him. And then this is where it becomes really obvious. Okay, so here's Joshua Fox on top of Dalton, and here's Dalton's head. Okay. So he still has his arm around Dalton's, you know, like that, his left arm. He still has him, even here. That's very important. Okay, so you can see it's obviously different hair. Dalton's down here. And Joshua Fox still has him in a chokehold, trying to kill him. Here the cops come. This is where Dalton is going to pull his head free from the headlock. Okay. Watch his head boop, pop right up.
I don't know who right. Jake Monroe is.
Here. See his head pop up? And then here's Joshua Fox. So you could see that Dalton
is on top of him now.
Was underneath still. So Joshua Fox did have him in a chokehold. He was punching him, trying to kill him. And Dalton twisted down, brought them both to the ground. The cops don't have any control yet, okay? They don't even probably know they're there. And then this is where Dalton takes control and gets on to Joshua Fox. So here's Dalton, here's Fox. Switching spots.
It's hard for me. I'm having a hard time.
And then, see.
Well, Chud's on top right there. Right?
Joshua Fox is down here on the ground still. Dalton is starting to get up the cop. He feels the cop. And this is where Dalton puts his hands up and surrenders. Right here. You can see him put his hands up. Joshua Fox is still
chipping.
Fighting. You can see him flailing. His arm comes up, starts to roll onto his back here. Clear as day what happened. We have possible gunshots. Boom, boom. And then we have Joshua Fox attacking Dalton from the side, getting him in a headlock, punching him. Dalton pushes him down. Takes control, gets on top, and cops pull Dalton off. So this is clear self-defense. I mean, how else does Joshua Fox get him in a position like this? Dalton is very lucky. So is Joshua Fox. I feel like Joshua, I feel like he got very lucky that Dalton was probably holding back. All right, guys, that's it.
All right, well, I don't know. You know, I've seen the way these courts work, and, you know, you might have all the evidence in the world, and, you know, it still might not pan out good for him. Hopefully it does. Hopefully the footage of the, what was it, the pump.fun, hopefully that's good enough to kind of see, like, that it was Dalton walking away, and that that was self-defense, hopefully, but that still might not save him. But the good thing about that is if there's this big injustice, there's gonna be a lot of white people like waking up. So there's some good things to, you know, look at it in all aspects, whether he gets released or not. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here? Do we have any more? Oh, this is a great video, guys. You guys are going to like this one, okay? I didn't play this yesterday. This video is fire. Stay paid. What's up?
Stay paid 1488 sent $5 free chat /HeilHT.
Hey, thank you, White Power. Sorry for being an asshole, guys. I just, you know, I sometimes it's hard for me to do this and stay positive. And when I'm, like, feeling positive and people are shitting on a moment where I'm like, hey, I'm kind of happy about this. Why are you fucking up my happiness right now? Right? Why are you trying to shit on it? That pisses me off a little bit. Okay. So, yeah, it's, you know, watching these clips all the time. Sometimes, you know, I like seeing a good one, you know? And when people are shitting, I'm like, nigger, chill the fuck out. All right, here we go. This is a good clip. Okay. No, don't listen. Don't shit on this. Don't shit on this clip here. This is a good one.
People built this country is like saying black people did not build this country. Saying black people built this country is like saying Mexican migrant workers built SpaceX. Not to mention the Civil War destroyed nearly everything. After the Civil War, we started with a clean slate. And also, there would not be black culture without white America. Black culture, or what people consider black culture, started after they came here. When people talk about black culture, they don't talk about all of the shit you see on National Geographic. These people don't go to Africa. They talk about the culture that you see now, which is a direct result of white people. The language that they speak, mostly, the technology that they use, the places that they live, the instruments that they use in their music, literally everything is the result of white people. Hell, even the guns they use to shoot each other. It's all a result of white people. And all those black kids that grew up in fatherless homes were able to do that because the white government subsidized their living, paid for by white people. When people say, what is white culture? That's like a fish saying,
what is water?
Motherfucker, you are swimming in it. The modern world exists as it is because of white culture. It is a symptom of white culture. All of the beautiful things you see around you, all of the beautiful architecture, the art, the literature, the movies, the entertainment, literally everything around you is a symptom of white culture. Let's say you moved into somebody's house and you used all of the nice furniture and decorations in there to create a nice little homey spot for yourself in there, a nice little comfortable room that expresses your personality.
Beowulf, 1944. Hey, thanks, man. $10, nigger, fuck Jesus.
Hey, nigger, fuck Jesus right back at you. What do you guys think of this clip? Is he Jewish? Is he Chinese? Just kidding. Listen, I know this is fire, guys. I like this. This is good. I like how it's direct, right to the point. Everything's just dense. Right?
Of white culture. All of the beautiful things you see around you, all of the beautiful architecture, the art, the literature, the movies, the entertainment, literally everything around you is a symptom of white culture. Let's say you moved into somebody's house and you used all of the nice furniture and decorations in there to create a nice little homey spot for yourself in there, a nice little comfortable room that expresses your personality. Now, that doesn't mean that it's still not that person's house and you didn't use their shit to do it. Everybody wants to move into white places and use white people's shit to create and to morph something that may resemble something unique, wow. But they don't want to give credit where credit's due.
Good analogy.
If it wasn't for white people, you wouldn't have rap music, you wouldn't have Cajun food. Name one thing about modern black culture that isn't a direct result of white culture. If you really wanted to immerse yourself in true black culture, you would move to sub-Saharan Africa, but you don't want to do that because it fucking sucks there. And every single place in the United States that is overflowing with the third world fucking sucks. It is the lack of white culture in the country that creates a shitty area. If you're moving somewhere, you don't think, oh man, there's no white people here.
Must be a great place to live.
Nobody thinks that. And trying to prevent racism is like trying to prevent the rain from falling, even though the Germans are figuring that one out. And they just so happen to be behind trying to make everyone not racist as well. In-group preference essentially equates to racism. And you know what? Studies have shown, even though that's gay to say, white people show the least amount of in-group preference, which is one reason why we allow everybody to talk so much shit about us. Before we got to Africa, they had the exact same culture as, say, Sentinel Island. And of course, Sentinel Island is known for their very rich culture. Oh, but blah, 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 blah. They don't really have a culture. They don't really have shit. They don't even have the wheel. Okay, what is culture? If you can barely communicate and you have a base level language that can only express very minor and simple emotions, then is that really that dense of a culture? Absolutely not. It's a different one, but I think we can all agree that none of us would want to go live and immerse ourselves in the culture of Sentinel Island. We have cathedrals. They have mud huts. We have composers. They have cannibals. And their music and artistic ability rival.
I just found out about Sentinel Island last week. Does anyone know what Sentinel Island is? Has anyone heard of Sentinel Island? Seriously, this is kind of fucking funny, bro. Does anyone know what Sentinel Island is? Give me a yes or no. Yes or no. It's an island off of Africa. And you're not allowed to go there because it's for niggers only. And if you do go there, there's a bunch of spear chuckers. Okay. Let me see. Let's ask AI about this. Why isn't anyone allowed to go to Sentinel Island?
North Sentinel Island is off limits due to the Sentinelese tribe's fierce isolation. It's illegal and dangerous because they've rejected outside contact for centuries. Visitors could spread diseases they're not immune to, and the tribe defends their isolation with weapons, making it unsafe for anyone to approach.
Oh! Oh! So because they don't like other people and they attack them, they get to have their own island and not be bothered by anyone. A bunch of niggers with spears. Okay. Fentanyl. Oh my goodness. All right. Let's keep it going here.
Everybody to talk so much shit about us. Before we got to Africa, they had the exact same culture as, say, Sentinel Island. And of course, Sentinel Island is known for their very rich.
Sent $5. You see video of the Christian going there trying to convert them, and they just spear chucked his ass, lol.
Oh, yeah, I think that actually, yeah, I think a Christian tried to go over there. Excuse me. A Christian tried to go over there and they did kill him. Do we have that video? We might want to play that video after this.
White people show the least amount of in-group preference, which is one reason why we allow everybody to talk so much shit about us. Before we got to Africa, they had the exact same culture as, say, Sentinel Island. And of course, Sentinel Island is known
for
their very rich culture.
They ate him too?
Oh, but blah, 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 blah. They don't really have a culture. They don't really have shit. They don't even have the wheel.
Stupid Christians.
Okay? What is culture? If you can barely communicate and you have a base level language that can only express very minor and simple emotions, then is that really that dense of a culture? Absolutely not. It's a different one, but I think we can all agree that none of us would want to go live and immerse ourselves in the culture of Sentinel Island. We have...
Gorgeous Goy sent $20. Thanks, a Christ cuck went to Sentinel Island to try to convert those savages. His corpse was later seen impaled by spears on the beach before being dragged into the jungle, presumably to be cannibalized.
Oh man, isn't that too bad? A little chink Christ cuck was trying to spread the love of Jesus and got eaten alive by niggers. Shucks, man. It's almost like this Christianity's a mind virus. Why would you want to go spread Christianity to a bunch of savage niggers? You're under the Rabbi Jesus spell. Thank you, Gorgeous Core. White power. All right, this video is hot fire.
Only express very minor and simple emotions, then is that really that dense of a culture? Absolutely not. It's a different one, but I think we can all agree that none of us would want to go live and immerse ourselves in the culture of Sentinel Island. We have cathedrals. They have mud huts. We have composers. They have cannibals. And their music and artistic ability rivals that of an autistic six-year-old child. See, the thing is, white culture is heavily refined and developed, intricate and deep, and it spans across every continent on the earth because white culture creates powerful civilizations. It creates an environment conducive to growth, development, and technological advancement. And other cultures are conducive to, I don't know, throwing spears at people for coughing. White culture as it stands today is definitely not the best example of our peak.
You're fucking a white male!
What you're witnessing is the midpoint of a very fast downfall, and that is due to influence of other cultures. White culture, when left to its own devices, would conquer the world. Other cultures have not even come close, and that's not from a lack of trying. Every culture currently or at some point has tried to or wanted to conquer the entire world. See, every organism wishes to reproduce, spread its tendrils, if you will. As above, so below. When a bunch of humans get together and create an entity, in this case, a culture, the structure or organism with all of its different cooperative parts all working toward the same goal, which is reproduction. What I'm trying to say, white culture is the most effective culture at doing what culture does. And that is growth. Anyway, I love white people. You should too.
Fuck yeah, dude. That was fucking best fucking bass video I've seen in a long fucking time. Who the fuck is that motherfucker? More of that. Wow. Double Romans. Amazing. Wow. Good stuff. God, you know how cool that's going to be? It's like we've just got to witness something so incredible, which is, you know, the hatred towards Jews. Imagine waking up to the love of our race. Listen, hate is good, but when we wake up and we start loving our people, oh man, bodies are going to be dropping.
Scullybug sent $5. MV Primrose crashed on the shore in 81, mm-hmm. and they killed a lot of the passengers. You can actually see the shipwreck on satellite. Interesting story. I've done a bit of research on it.
Yeah, I looked into this a little bit. I was watching some YouTube shorts on it. White Reich was telling me about it. That's going to be awesome, you guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Joy 1488 sent $5. Fuck niggers, but don't fuck niggers and fuck juices.
That's right. Juice us. Sus Jew. How long do you think it's going to take? Let's do 1 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to
Robbie J sent $14.88. Nigger,
dude,
white
Robbie,
power,
thank you,
Jesus.
Man. White power. Apparently, Peter Thiel fled America to Argentina due to safety issues. Whoa. Dictator Waffen, don't make me smack you in the fucking face, nigger. Don't make me smack you in the fucking face. I will fucking... Listen, put him on a timeout. All right, I'm going to play... Listen, we're either going to put you on a timeout or playing nigger videos for the rest of the show. What do you want to do, chat? Should we put him on timeout or should we play nigger videos? What should we do? Oh, you just got fucked, nigger. You just got cooked. Looks like you're on a fucking timeout, you little bitch. Don't tell me to do OME TV when you know the fucking schedule. I hate when you fuckers do that.
Is HG doing OME TV tonight?
You fucking retards. I know what you're doing, bro. Okay? You're trying to do this, like, passive-aggressive demanding of me doing OME TV. It's tomorrow night. It's not changing. It's always going to be Friday, you fucking junkie. I gotta hear him fucking scream nigger, man. God. It's a little bit deeper than that. All right. So what are we doing? Okay. We gotta get some more. Go watch the Jeep. All right. What else do we got? Do we got any other? That, I don't think there's gonna be a clip that's better than that, to be honest. That was pretty fucking amazing clip. Who is that guy? Can we get some more clips from that guy? You guys got to pass me some more clips. Oh, I got some other stuff. Take a look at this. We might drag the show a little bit longer. I thought I was going to wrap it up earlier, but we got to cover this. I didn't cover this yet. So, shooting in D.C., we never caught that. Here we go.
Top tonight, new video is shedding light on the chaotic moments outside of the White House. Yes.
Oh, geez Louise. Hold on, guys. Let me get this clip straightened. Do you guys hear about this? Another assassination attempt. Another one. Another. No way. Another one. Wow. Wow. There we go. Just turn up the volume a little bit.
Welcome on in and off the top tonight. New video is shedding light on the chaotic moments outside of the White House yesterday when police say a gunman opened fire at a security checkpoint. Fox 5's Regina Arita is live now near the scene with the very latest.
Did she
Regina.
Say that chaotic?
Yeah, and we'll get to the newly released video by a witness in just a second. But we're on Pennsylvania Avenue, very close to where the shootout happened, close to the White House. This is the White House shop. And then if you follow me over here, this side glass window you can see shattered and the bullet hole right here at the top. A stark reminder of what possibly might have been the gunfire of Saturday's incident. I can tell you also the streets are back open after a heavy police presence. Now, back to that. A newly released video obtained by a witness. You can see there just capturing the moments gunfire erupted. In the footage, multiple shots ring out as people run for cover. The Secret Service says just after 6 p.m., a man pulled a weapon from a bag near 17th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue and began firing. Agents immediately returned fire, striking the suspect who later died at a local hospital. Fox News identified the suspect as 21-year-old Nasir Best of Maryland. Best had previous encounters with the Secret Service. Last July, he was arrested after allegedly trying to breach a different White House checkpoint. Authorities say he claimed to be Jesus Christ and wanted to.
I was waiting for that.
Identified the suspect as 21-year-old Nasir Best of Maryland. Best had previous encounters with the Secret Service. Last July, he was arrested
Jesus,
after allegedly trying to breach a different
they white fucking killed Jesus.
Checkpoint. Authorities say he claimed to be Jesus Christ and wanted to be arrested. After that incident, a stay-away order was issued against him. I can also tell you a bystander was also hit by gunfire Saturday, but it's still unclear whether the bullet came from the suspect or return fire from agents. Today, tourists and people walking through the area are still shocked about what happened.
Let's see if there's crisis.
It's a shame that something like that would happen right here in this part of D.C., but it's the world we live in now, and people need to be alert, keep their head on a swivel, and we gotta be honest with ourselves. If hatred is starting to control us, this is where it can lead, right?
Ah, good old fashioned.
Yeah, it's just this hatred. It's just we just gotta keep a head on a swivel. There's like hatred around the corner. There's hatred in my bedroom.
1488 underscore chopper sent $5 niggers can't aim.
White power, man. Big thank you. White fucking power. White power. All right. Let's see it.
World we live in now, and people need to be alert.
It's
keep their head
like
on a swivel.
And, from hate.
And we gotta be honest with ourselves. If hatred is starting to control us, this is where it can lead, right? So we need to focus on other things besides what we might. If we disagree with somebody, how do we do that without letting hatred grow?
Oh.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. There he is, kinking it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right, hammering home that hate, okay? You don't want to be hate-filled.
This is where it can lead, right? So we need to focus on...
Use the niggers, okay? Use their hatred towards white people. Have them attempt to kill white people. And then have white people come up and say, we can't have hatred. Yeah.
On other things besides what we might, if we disagree with somebody, how do we do that without letting hatred grow?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, we saw a Dooley fly by, and when we saw the Dooley, I thought something was going down. I didn't know that there were shots fired at the White House, though.
Probably because there wasn't. I want to take, you guys, listen. Real or fake, guys? Let's do a real or fake here in the polls real quick. Are we doing, is it real? Is it fake? Let's see. I've got one more video to show you before you give. Well, let's get the answer now. Okay, let's get the answer now. Let's see what you guys think. Real or fake? real and fake. I don't know. I thought it was real. At first, I thought it was real. And then I saw this video here. What video do you mean? This video. Let me show you.
Since 2022, President Trump promises the prices will go down, but his grip on Republican support on Capitol Hill is weakening.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is anyone else getting green screen vibes on this? I'm sorry. Okay, maybe I'm tripping out here. Is anyone else feeling like there is some sort of a green screen taking place with this? Let's watch it again. Let's take a closer look. Something is not. Yeah, something's not looking right here. Something's definitely a little bit gefilte fishy. Take a look.
Since 2022, President Trump promises the prices will go down, but his grip on Republican support on Capitol Hill is weakening.
I don't know. It looks like bad acting. Okay. Looking at this, it looks like bad acting. And it also looks like, for some reason, it looks like he's standing in front of a green screen. Maybe I'm tripping. Let's take a look at the edges here.
It's weakening.
Yeah, there's something off. It's a green screen.
It's weakening.
Why is he taking off his earplugs? It sounds like they're actually okay. Listen to the sound of the feet, and tell me it doesn't sound like they're in a studio because I'm hearing an echo. Why would I be hearing an echo of feet? Someone like, you know, dragging their feet inside echo sound. Why would I be hearing that while he's outside? Listen. You hear that?
There's shots fired. You have to get down.
I don't know if you guys can hear that. I can.
Shots. There are shots fired. You are going down.
Yeah, we might be there. Go down.
Okay.
Wait, what the fuck was that? Elijah,
please. Go down. Okay. I'm here.
They're not buying it. Send the girl with the umbrella. Just have her run by with the umbrella. Yeah, no, the goy not buying it. Just send in the extra. More extras. They're not buying it. There you go. That looked real. That was the one. Hey, Timmy, good job. Put some more pep in the step. You look like no one was really shooting. Hey, yeah, there you go. Yeah, just, you know, crisscross him, something like that. Like, something, you know, send that guy over here, this guy over here, this poor guy can barely run. Look.
Get inside.
Larry, you're not really running fast enough. Okay, listen. Listen, this was terrible.
Get inside.
Cut. And scene. I don't know. You guys buying it? What do you guys think? Is it a masterpiece? What do you guys think?
President Trump has said a deal is...
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, I'm just not buying it, okay? I'm not buying it. Okay, I usually... I'm pretty fair, but when I just saw that clip, I was buying it first. Okay, when they threw that in there, I was like, yeah, no, I'm not buying it. That just seems off. Something's off. Looked real enough. You thought that looked real enough? Do you not understand that they're running a video behind, like a video on a green screen? You don't know how like that. Yeah, that was terrible. We have like AI now; they can do a lot better. Rated J for Jewish. That's bad kite director. Listen, we got CQ Radio coming up. What's the deal, guys? We got CQ Radio coming up. We're going to wrap it up. Tomorrow night, we've got OME TV. Let's see where we're at. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, we got so close to the so close. Well, listen, we might be able to redeem it tomorrow night. We'll see. Thank you guys for all the love and support regardless. Thank you guys for reposting the space. Thank you guys for supporting the show. We got some – look, I look like I'm on a green screen. Mm. Yeah, she'll confirm. I am. True story. Tomorrow we're going to be doing some OME TV. Hopefully you guys are going to be here sticking around for that. I know a lot of people have been bitching about getting their OME TV. I'm taking off the shoes. White feet. So yeah, tomorrow we're going to be doing that. It should be fun. I think we're going to start at 9 p.m., maybe more than likely 9:30. Okay, 9:30 tomorrow. So hopefully you guys are here tomorrow, right? I just want to oh my God. Just...
What would you say to Jesus if you could meet him?
I wouldn't say shit. But I'd kiss him. I'd kiss his feet. No one say nothing.
All right, so I think we got CQ Radio coming up next. If it's in there, if you guys can, do me a favor. Thank you, Viking Girl. If you can't, repost it. Get it out there. Help these guys bring some Christians up. Should be a good show tonight. And I'll be replaying it here on Glam TV. Thank you, guys. Revolution, good to see you, man. White Power, just a heads up, we'll be doing a dinner in Harrison pretty soon here. So if you want to try to make it, let me know. Reach out to me. So anyhow, what was I going to say? Tomorrow night, get sober, stay sober. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. All right. So like I said, again, get sober, stay sober, white man. All right. Thank you guys for being here. It's always a pleasure to do this for you. We've got a long way to go. We got to get back to 1,000 viewers by the end of the year. The likelihood of that happening, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen. I want it to happen. Do I think it's going to happen? I'd say there's about I'd say a 60% chance. I say 60% chance. Unless we have a big awakening of white power and people stop worshiping a fucking Jew. But listen, you never know. Alex Jones' interview is allegedly on Monday. Yeah, allegedly on Monday. So maybe if I go back to worshiping Jesus for a little bit and I just apologize, maybe we can get the numbers up. We'll just do a Hail Mary. But I need you guys to help me get it out there. Clip it, put it on TikTok, Instagram, et cetera. Bring some people over. And that would be awesome. Works 60% of the time every time. That's right. All right. Well, listen, we're going to get to CQ Radio. I got to say thank you to everyone that supported the stream. We got 1488 Chopper. Thank you, man. White power. White power to you. We got Robbie J. Thanks, man. White power. We got Sid Goy. Thank you as well. Scully Bugs. Gorgeous Goy. Who else we got in here? We have a few others. We got Jesus the Foreskin Eater. We got Stay Paid. We got Werewolf 1944. Gay Jew Frogs in the fucking house. Thank you very much. Who else? Wolf Van Dan. Sister, big thank you. 100 buckaroos. Big support. Appreciate it. Thank you. Shout out to Dono Waffen. We got Luf Waff. What's up, man? Thank you. We got Liam. We got Scully Bugs. We got 1488 Chopper. What's happening, man? Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Big group effort tonight. We got Big Ben. We got Vinny Van. Gotta go. Scully Bugs, thank you, man. KG Frogs, thank you. Mr. Tennessee, good luck on the new gig. And hopefully we'll see you streaming on Glam TV Sunday. We got Jaff Boy. Big thank you, Mr. Tennessee. Return to Europa, my man. Big thank you, as always. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Big time. Scully Bugs, thank you as well. Who else we got in here? I think we got Jafko and yeah, I think that's it. Thank you guys very much. White fucking power. Thank you. Best audience of the world. Best show on the planet.
Bug sent $5. Thanks for all you do, brother O/. Without you, we wouldn't even have any of this.
Oh, well.
It means a lot to everyone here. Changing lives one day at a time.
Yeah. You know, I do appreciate the kind words. It's been a journey with Goyim TV. A lot of ups and downs. A lot of ups and downs. A lot of ups and downs. Hey, listen, partially some of the down stuff was due to me. So I'll own that. I'll take responsibility for that. And I made my bed and I'm laying in it. All right. So we will prevail. Okay. I'm going to die on this hill when it comes to our people having some accountability and the ability to read. So speaking of reading and Jewish fairy tales, we will be hosting CQ Radio coming up next. Thank you guys so much. If you can, do me a favor. Robbie J, put the link in there. Thanks, Robbie. Appreciate your support. Big romance to all the mods, too. Big thank you to all mods and everyone setting up all the, you know, the polls and stuff like that. Big thank you. So thank you. It's a group effort. Big shout out to the mods. Thank you, guys. All right. You've woken me up to the kike on the stick. You can't go back now. Well, listen, I'm not going back, man. This is very important that our people wake up to this and we become some savage motherfuckers. It's going to be great. All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you guys for all the love and support. All right. Best audience in the world, man. Appreciate you guys big time. All right. White fucking power. And be here tomorrow if you can. Help me share the stream. Help me clip it. Put it on TikTok, Instagram, X, Telegram, etc. Share the clips, get it out there. Let's build back the audience, and let's take this fucking motherfucker over again. Okay, all right, we got to beat the Jeep. Okay, all right, listen, we got to have some white pride. We got to beat the Jeep, and in order to beat the Jeep, we got to expose the Jew on the cross. Okay, so we got to take down a couple things right here: the Jeep and the Jew. All right, you guys, white fucking power. Thank you guys very much. And I will see you guys tomorrow night. And let's have a kick-ass show. A nigger, nigger, white power. Nigger, nigger, fuck Jesus. All right, you son of a biscuit. Let's do it. Woo! Slay. 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 Hold on, let's turn this down. Oh, no, I'm too dark. Hold on one second. It's temperature here. What's going on? Oh, no. Oh, jeez. I fucked it up. I fucked it up, guys. Pearson, what's up, bro? Woo! White fucking power. You son of a biscuit. I'll see you guys. Tomorrow night, energy drinks, cookie dough. All right. Number one, we're done. Number two, fuck the Jews, hell Europa, hell the white race, hell Hitler, hell everyone get sober and fight for the white race. If you're struggling with sobriety, don't give up on yourself. All right. Come join me and the guys on Sunday, Race and Recovery, 12 p.m. Eastern. Also restreamed on Going to Be. Alright? Hell, the pro-white families making pro-white children and all the activists fighting for the white race. You guys have a wonderful night. Be grateful that you're white. Okay? Don't get too black-pilled. But get disciplined and get serious about what's going on here. We don't have very long. It's time to get serious and get dangerous. White fucking power.